At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk for you this week. The SEC put on a clinic against some unknown
sort of.
Let's restart that. The SEC paid out a ton of money this week.
Confirmed.
But a lot of people look good do it. Some of them didn't. We'll talk about that and a little bit more. We'll also look forward to next week's Tennessee game at Charlotte against NC State. Whole bunch this week now that football has begun. Get in here with us.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Week one of Tennessee football in the books. Tennessee showed up, showed out.
I agree.
Seven hundred and eighteen total yards of offense. Yeah, 718. Absolutely insane. Of course, we kind of expected it. I mean, you remember last week, I think I said a repeat of the previous matchup, which was 45-0.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
I think you gave them a little bit more than the nothing or three.
I normally pick three. That's out of Vanderbilt game, though, of course.
Vanderbilt holding their own. We'll get to that. We got a lot to talk about. Sure. Let's start off with a little bit of Tennessee. And a couple of stats, because it was just a good home opener. Get the jitters out, you know, play against an actual another team. 36 first downs, 304 yards on the ground, 414 yards in the air, 33 or 44 overall. Nico looking pretty good up until the two drives just before halftime. They left him in there, you know, and I agree. The commentator said it, and I agree with it, that they wanted to see what he would do, Duke, in a two-minute offense, and it was atrocious. It was really, really bad.
Oh, I mean, like I said, hand up. I didn't watch any of it. None of it. I looked at the box scores and I seen the yards. That's all I needed to know. I did watch a couple highlights. I still think not only did he pass my eye test, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
He also passed Helen Keller's eye test. So we're good. We are good.
Tennessee had the ball right at 29 minutes, same four. Same for Chattanooga. Third down conversions, 9 for 15. Not great, despite the score. Nah. Our defense stopped them. They were only 1 of 14 on third down conversions. Here's what I like to see. And again, against Chattanooga, but it still makes you feel good. Last year, we were absolutely atrocious in the red zone under Milton. 7 for 7 today.
Well, that's good. Like I said, Milton, he could only throw it a long way. He couldn't have. He didn't have the touch.
Milton throw ball far.
Milton throw ball far, which he can do very well.
Nico, 22 for 28, three touchdowns. Hey, that Jake Merlinger coming in at the end of the game, 4 for 4, 31 yards. I would put him above Gaston Moore any day of the week based on that. Dylan Sampson looked like a hoss. All over the place. I mean, amazing, amazing running. And the man can catch.
Oh, did they get him some stick'em?
The man little Giants can catch. And finally, some good. I mean, you expect Brew to be Brew. Chris Brazel II looked fantastic. It was great to see Dante Thornton step up finally and make some plays.
I agree. Finally. I mean, I think Squirrel White only got two targets, but.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's less tape for NC State to see on Squirrel White.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how we're going to play that?
Yeah. You know what's sad? Getting off Tennessee a little bit. Mm-hmm. Miami's the best team in Florida. Florida State stinks. Florida stinks.
And I take it that the watchers, of course, listeners can see every time I look to the left, I'm looking at Duke, and then I try to catch him with his eyes up watching a football game.
Yeah, you at the time of recording, I'm watching the Catholics play the Seminoles.
Oh, the Catholics. There's another good game. I didn't get to see all of it. But it was a good game.
Oh, this is the Boston College Catholics. They're not as good as the other Catholics.
No touchdown Jesus at Boston College.
No. More like touchdown Brady at Boston College, which is close. That is their Jesus. I'm ready. In the Boston area.
I believe that's called idols.
You're not supposed to have any false idols. I wonder if the coaches for these Catholic schools ever go up to the priest before the game and say, how many Hail Marys do I need to say to win this thing? You know?
Can we?
That's not how that works, but I thought that was,
That's the third
Our
time
Fathers, how many Our Fathers and the Hail Marys? 15? I'll throw 16 in so I can cover the spread.
You're right. You are right. Next week for Tennessee, this game, there's only so much you could say.
I heard people were leaving at halftime because it was obviously hotter than the hinges of the gates of hell this weekend in Knoxville.
It was really cool to see some coverage for the players with some AC. That was cool to see because in the past it's just been a fan with some water spraying out of it. But it was cool to see that they were cooling them down, and that they have, of course, when college does it, they do it right. I guess there's more money there for it, maybe. But to see that they can use video on their tablets, where NFL can only use photos, and all the SEC stadiums and so are done right, where they can go back and
so the NFL can't use. They can use video.
They don't. They said that their stadium is not equipped with it. So when they are going back and reviewing, it's just photos of here's where you were off or here's where the play went bad, where in college they can go back and watch video of what just happened.
Oh, interesting. Did not know that. I know they're allowed to be talked in their ear until the 15-minute time. Oh, my. This DJ Ungavale dude stinks. I mean, he stinks. Off topic.
Now I kind of wish we would have done the show live.
His hands must be the size. His hands must be the size of Tinkerbell. I'm telling you, he can't hold on to the ball.
Can someone get that man a peewee ball?
I'm telling you, he just threw a terrible pick.
we'll go. We want to talk about NC State. First, let's hit a little bit of the SEC. We have the boys that put it up. Big numbers, Arkansas over Pine Bluff.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
Hot take.
Okay.
End of the year, Arkansas will be ranked.
Oh.
By the end of the year. They are sneaky good. I'm nervous.
Do you see them as a contender because SEC will get four spots in the 12th playoff? Do you see them as one of them?
I ain't going that close, but I'm telling you, they are going to shock some people. What's his name that was the coach and then got in a motorcycle wreck with a random girl on the back is now the offensive coordinator. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Coached at Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Petrino. Bobby Petrino. That's who it is. Yeah.
Now
he
back.
He's their offensive coordinator. So Coach Tits has got his mind, you know. He's like, I'm going to get fired if I don't change something.
I see the guy that's going to take my place right here. Got to work with him every day.
Bobby Petrino. Just don't let him ride on. Just don't let him buy you a motorcycle.
Missouri, your favorite team, your favorite non-SEC, non-SEC team.
Tulane's better.
Beating Murray State, Oklahoma over Temple. Vanderbilt holding their own against Virginia Tech. I never would have thought it.
I think I said that on the last episode that I changed my mind and they were going to win.
I will have to go back and listen to that.
But, you know, I'm very openly have said it a million times. I'm not an SEC guy. I'm a Tennessee guy.
Right.
Don't care about nobody else.
Right.
I don't care about Vanderbilt winning because everybody's throwing shade about the other three SEC schools that lost. Good. I'm glad. I wish all of them would have. But it's a bad look for your conference when you're supposedly your third best team in your conference gets beat by Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah. They did the hokey pokey all the way out. You know what I'm saying?
Georgia with a hokey. Georgia
pun intended,
taking some time to get started finally after the half goes and wins their game.
But I did watch some of that being in South Carolina at my best friend's house who is a Clemson fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a butt whooping.
Really was.
They just turned it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Really was. That Georgia defense really, really looked really good. Texas over Colorado State. I thought it was going to be a little bit better of a game. 52-0. South Carolina over Old Dominion. Just barely. Mississippi State.
I was catching crap at being a Tennessee fan because obviously other people around there are Carolina fans. Right. Like, y'all played a nobody team. I said, you can at least tell me where they're at because you can't tell me where ODU is. I know they don't.
But they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And if you roll back 2 years ago, the only two games you won was ones that y'all were stealing signs on. So
I don't believe that.
I don't know, man. Hey, really, there's been a lot here on Tennessee Twitter talking about
it. I mean, maybe I need to get more on that conspiracy.
Ole Miss 76 over Furman, Alabama 63-0 over Western Kentucky.
That was Cousins playing Cousins, wasn't it?
Cousins. 73-3 Auburn over A&M.
Hey, did you see that the last two quarters they went to 10 minutes instead of 15? Swear. Hand up, look it up.
No, they did not.
Google it.
Oh, my God.
The last two quarters, the other team, whoever Auburn was playing, I'd have done forgot.
Alabama A&M.
Requested 10-minute quarters, and that's what they got. I didn't know that was a thing. Why didn't we do that when freaking Derek Dooley was our coach? we're just getting railed. Hey, man, this last one, let's make it 10. Let's make it 10.
I'm ready to go home. Ready to go pray to Peyton.
We ain't coming back. We're playing Florida and we're down by 21. Let's make it. Just give me 10, coach. Come on. Don't be so prideful. That's one of the seven deadly sins is being too prideful.
Oh.
The coach at Alabama A&M figured it out.
Yeah. He's like, nah, come on now. Kentucky over Southern Miss 31-0. I think last year that was a little closer of a game.
Brett Favre's alumni.
And so, starting with the losers, LSU, Southern California. USC, a number 23, beating a number 13. How far does LSU slide?
They're probably still in front of Tennessee just because they like to throw, like, I think some people like to throw that shade. It doesn't bother me because the rankings don't matter.
Not until now.
Yeah. I don't care where they're at. I hope they drop out. I'm glad they lost. They showed up thinking that they was going to roll some heads in Vegas.
No rolling.
Nope. Like I said, I'm glad they lost. This is USC senior. Junior's in Carolina.
I'm glad
they beat the crap out of them. They didn't beat the crap out of them, but you know what I'm saying.
Got them when it counted.
It does.
Performed closest when it counted.
Horseshoes and hand grenades. That's exactly right.
Touchdown, Jesus, number 7, Notre Dame, knocking off number 20, Texas A&M. I think they maybe slide just a spot or two.
I think they might drop out, but I did see a pretty good clip of Coach Elko telling him to run the effing ball. You could very, very easily read his lips. It looks like he says ball like a Yankee, like ball, run the ball.
He's like,
not ball, you know, with a W, ball. You can watch the video.
I'm going to have to go back.
He definitely says ball, because his mouth is closed. Ball, you can see it.
Or maybe he was choking.
But I think A&M is going to end up
being between the lines on that one.
I know what you were saying.
And number 19, the U putting it down on unranked Florida. Is this Sun Belt Billy's last year?
It could be the last weekend.
I'm telling you.
I mean, they could pull the plug at any moment with that guy. And I think somebody super glued that bottle shut. Because he couldn't get that water bottle open during his press conference, and he was sitting there trying to get it. And I hope that somebody super glued it as a joke, because that would have been an all-time funny get.
So next week's not going to matter for them. But in Samford. But in week three, they host A&M. So you lose that game.
Mm.
Is it time to...
Well, I mean, I think they already know it's time to move on. I think they're determining if they do it midseason,
they go to Mississippi State after that.
I mean, do they even have that many recruits? I don't know. Like, where are they at in recruiting? But that's the only thing they could do is do some damage.
He supposedly had a good class.
Hmm.
Weird.
Well, this has been an all-time. I mean, this is a Tennessee type of hire. Is what this is.
time for them to feel our pain.
And we kind of wanted him. Now, next thing they're going. Next thing we know, Florida fans are going to be saying they're hiring John Gruden, and I know they've hit rock bottom. Once they start saying they're hiring John Gruden, they've hit rock bottom.
Someone bring me Hugh Freeze.
Did you know that Gruden's aunt has a place in Boca Raton where they play pickleball at the nudist colony? He's coming to Florida.
We're going to step away for just a minute, and then we're going to talk about week two and what the Vols need to look forward to, according to ESPN. I don't know if I really agree with it. That a little bit more coming up.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Vols fans. Thank you for putting up with that little bit of advertising so that we can keep the lights on.
I mean, that's what we did for Chattanooga. We paid their light bill last week for their stadium.
So we could keep the light. Oh, no good.
Yeah, we paid UTC's light bill for this year.
For anyway. For quite a while.
So they can have practice at nighttime.
Oh, my mind went in about three different places, but it's not politically correct.
Over out there, I mean, their stadium is right beside that chicken plant, and it smells awful down there when they get to butchering up them chickens across the street.
Week two gets a little bit more interesting for some teams and not so much for others. Arkansas going to, this will be actually a little test for them, going to visit the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
That'll be, Oklahoma State's good, dude.
That's, I think that may be the test that you're looking for Arkansas.
Maybe so.
Texas and Michigan.
That's where game day's going.
Possible good matchup there. That one's going to be on Fox, of course.
But that's where game day's going.
McNeese at A&M. Texas Tech at Georgia. You know, Georgia, after opening with Clemson, get their.
I mean, that's still Texas Tech's still a better program than.
Than Clemson?
No. I'm not saying that. Oh, I'm saying some of the other teams that, Alabama A&M that requested 10 in the quarters.
Yeah. California, Auburn, South Carolina, and Kentucky.
So that is Cal, like the Cal Bears. They beat us when we went out there.
Yeah, they are going to Jordan Hare.
Jordan Hare. That, I mean, I think Auburn's on the up too. I've heard they opened a new strip club down there.
I bet they have. Quite a few of them. MTSU going to Ole Miss. Buffalo at Missouri. So they get two in a row. Simple ones.
I mean, Eli Drinkwitz, you got to give credit due if he's helping with the schedule. I don't care because we've got a quarterback that's almost going to the retirement home. He's so old.
And that one is on ESPN Plus. You can only watch it on the app.
Yeah. Well, they probably paid for it up here.
South Florida going to Vanderbilt. Samford, Florida. Alcorn State at Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilt's going to be 2-0. Look at them. Nicholas State at LSU. Houston at Oklahoma.
Houston's got a lot of money.
Mississippi State traveling to Arizona State. LSU. I'm skipping a week. There we go. So let's talk about NC State at Tennessee.
Well, it's not at Tennessee. It's at Charlotte. It's a neutral site, but we are the primetime game. I think it's 7:30 Eastern kickoff.
The Dukes, your mayo bowl.
I will have to say that Duke's mayonnaise is the superior mayonnaise. I mean, it's not wrong.
If I'm talking about mayonnaise.
Hellman's ain't, it's a close second, but yeah. Duke's has that extra, like they say on the label, got that extra tank. Now, I do feel bad that if Coach Bobby wins, Bobby Hill, of course, is who I'm talking about. If Coach Bobby wins, he's got to get doused with that. Now, it would be funnier if they had OnlyFans stars do it, because that's kind of what they deal with on a regular basis.
What would be funny if he sat down with some bread and said, put it on my sandwich.
No, it'd be better if he's like, go ahead and mix that with that pimento cheese.
North Carolina just comes off a victory against Western Carolina.
You're going to piss a lot of people off in the great state of North Carolina. It's North Carolina State. You just keep saying North Carolina.
Sorry.
No, that's the Tar Heels.
NC State.
And they're all right on Tobacco Road, and they all hate each other. And everybody, for the longest time, right. NC State has said they're the football school because they can't be the basketball school because the other two are that.
But NC State's got a decent basketball program.
They don't have a Duke or North Carolina program.
No, but they're not one that you sleep on either.
You can't name me a single player to play there in the past 20 years. I can't.
Nope, sure
can. And I know you can't.
Sure can. It's just one of those when you're looking stat lines.
The only thing I can remember, wasn't it that one fella, coach, like the V Foundation that died from cancer? I think he won a national championship coaching NC State. Valvano, Coach Valvano. I think that was NC State. You can Google me.
Sure. Western Carolina put up 14 in the first and then just 7 in the third, where NC State was a little more, 7 in the first, 7 in the second, third, and then 21 in the fourth. Western Carolina run out of gas.
I mean, I'm a little nervous. This will be a test for Nico. This will be a real game. Let's kind of keep our fingers crossed. I mean, our offense is kind of like a 2-minute drill. Most of the time, we just go so fast.
Right.
But I know there's some nuances to it about how we got to get, we can't change the plays up. We got to go, kind of thing.
So, commentators, when they were talking about this game during the Tennessee Chattanooga game, they were talking about you got to look out these next week because NC State is a good running team. Well, when you look at them in 2024, their defense was in the top 25, but rushing was nowhere even close to the top 25.
You also got to remember, with their defense being that high up, they were playing teams like Wake Forest.
That
so nobody's.
So, and they're talking about their rushing and saying you got to look out for the rushing scene. I don't think that is going to be a problem for Tennessee because that's never really been their problem. It's always been pass protection.
That's what I was about to say. I would much rather play somebody that's quote unquote, for the listeners out there, good at running than quote unquote good at passing.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me someone that just has to run the ball in order to win. We'll shut them down.
Give me a triple option.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That would hurt. There were moments in the Chattanooga game where I was like, what was he thinking? How does this team do that? And granted, at the end of the day, he held them to 3, but it's like, man, if that was Alabama, if that was Florida, that tackle wouldn't have been made, or that miss wouldn't have happened, when we were on offense. That miss wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have had that much time to do this. Mm-hmm. So there's things that, that's how I watched it. I watched it with, how is this going to look against an SEC team? What mistakes are not going to be there from the opposing team? And there was quite a bit.
Oh, sure.
Still a big win. Like you said, getting the jitters out and moving on to the next one. Unity with your team. Move on to the next one.
Sure.
Very excited. Vols in 1-0.
I have one more thing to say before we go.
Yeah.
I thought I hated Lee Corso, which I do. But they have just got worse because they have already hired his replacement. Because Lee Corso, he's like Joe Biden. He doesn't really know where he is. I personally don't hate Lee Corso. It's like, this is more of just a bit. But damn it, if they didn't hire Nick Daggum Saban. Good. I would have rather watch freaking Saddam Hussein.
Can you imagine?
I'd have rather him putting headsets on, headgear.
When he is with, he'll be doing game day, right?
He is doing game day. And he's already there.
Imagine when they're at Alabama.
Who did? Like, what is he going to do? Is he going to make the pay for some signage for Nick Saban Mercedes Benz behind him?
He's going to give a kid
$100.
Mercedes. We're going to roll back out to the guys for the halftime show. Coach, how would you have done this different? Well, I would have. They're going to be asking for him back.
But anyway, yeah, that was just my one little rant. Obviously, I understand that Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time, and I wouldn't expect him to be good on TV. He's not terrible.
Quick picks, and we'll get out of here. Win or lose?
Rant.
No scores.
No. I got you.
Quick picks. Arkansas, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Yes, I agree. Texas, Michigan.
I'm pulling for Michigan.
I'm pulling for Michigan as well. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either, Texas.
We don't have to talk about McNeese and A&M. We don't have to talk about Texas Tech and Georgia. Auburn. I'm going Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Cal pulls one out, but Auburn.
Two teams that you wish neither one of them would win, South Carolina and Kentucky.
I think that the referees are going to win this one.
I would have to say
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. MTC.
I think South Carolina is going to be bad this year, and I think they might fire Beamer.
No.
He's got too much Butch Jones in him, bro.
But
next thing we know, he's going to come out there with a toupee on. He's too much used car salesman.
MTSU Ole Miss, not Buffalo, Missouri. We're not going to talk about that. South Florida, Alabama, no. Sanford, Florida, no. Alcorn State, Vanderbilt, no. Nicholas State, LSU, nope. Okay, so the last one would be
our game. Primetime game.
No, there's two others. Houston, Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Sure. Sounds good.
And Mississippi State without the bells at Arizona State.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That might be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State.
Me too. Tennessee, NC State. Go Vols.
Man. Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be close.
I hope it's not.
Oh, buddy, I don't know why.
I mean, I'll take a 42-17 game all day long.
This might be a bad take, and I know a bunch of the real football hardos, the guys, you know, make fun of us because, you know, the real hardos. Mm-hmm. Why, if you can hang 100, hang 100. We could have done it last week. We could have done it. Yeah. Obviously, I don't want Nico to get hurt.
Right.
I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Right.
But
hang 100, and you know, people go, oh, it's just NC State. We should button it.
We're not going to hang 100 on NC State. No. But I'd like to hang a 50 on them.
Just battered ball syndrome.
I still have it.
Don't go in there and play down to them.
I mean, I am a firm believer in the battered ball syndrome, and I know I'm contagious with it. I have it. I'll have it till the day I die. I've got PTSD. This is a joke, once again, for the people that have real PTSD. My bad. I feel bad for you. I got PTSD from the Vols as a kid.
That's right.
But we're still here.
That's right.
So, that's all I got.
Guys, we appreciate you listening to yet another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. We'll catch you next week. Happy, well, we're recording this on Labor Day, so happy post-Labor Day.
Happy four-day week. Go enjoy some Duke's mayonnaise. To hell with the Wolfpack.
On your Sam Edge.
On your Sam Edge. Go Vols.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. and see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Go Vols.
I'm so happy Florida sucks.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.